I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Yeah, people can be real finicky when it comes to their ice cream flavors. And St. Louis, we got a woman who was in a restaurant 2 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, getting her ice cream on, and she lost her marbles when she asked for chocolate, and they told her, sorry, all we have is vanilla. Now, vanilla, they say, is the most popular flavor of all the ice creams. Kind of surprises me, but that's the best-selling ice cream is vanilla. But that's not what she wanted. She was in there for chocolate.
Do you think it's the best-selling ice cream because people add things to it and want to put their own toppings or blend or mix or whatever, or it's just vanilla because they like the taste?
I think it's, well, I think, yeah, you can add it to stuff, but then I also think it's like, all right, you know, vanilla, you almost can't go wrong with it. People generally don't hate vanilla, whereas you could have other people who freak out about, you know, berry flavors or this, that, and the other thing. It's just a, you know.
It's like cheese pizza.
Yeah. So what she did when she found out, naturally, when she found out she couldn't get her chocolate ice cream, of course, she spit on workers and then took a baseball bat to the windows of the restaurant after she was told that they were out of chocolate. And then she got in her vehicle and took off. They're still looking for her somewhere. 25 to 35-year-old woman with a baseball bat and a hankering for chocolate ice cream.
Got a hard ass for some soft serve. Yeah. At Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage, last August, someone came through and you know, they were, I guess when the TSA, when you're bringing an urn through, if that urn's made of metal or something like that, you know, the TSA is not allowed to reach in and take out the ashes. So the traveler has to do that. And so they say, someone traveling through the airport with a Ziploc bag containing human ashes left the ashes at a security checkpoint. And the ashes sat in the lost and found for more than 6 months and before the airport police were notified. And now they're having no luck locating the owner. The bag doesn't contain any identifying information or markings. She said, they said, this is the first time we've had to deal with this. And so they've gone to Facebook. They've gone to all kinds of different ways to try and find out whose ashes these are. But the Transportation Security Administration says agents aren't allowed to remove cremated remains from containers during screening process out of respect for the deceased. So they recommend that the ashes be kept in a temporary container made out of something other than metal and that kind of stuff, and that it can pass through the X-ray machine. If not, then it's up to the traveler to take that bag out separately and put it through, but then they left it in the little bin. And so now they're, hey, somebody got to come get these ashes.
So it's supposed, what is the thought that they just left it there because they didn't want the hassle of having to clear it?
Probably just forgot it. Or maybe, and they're saying if you traveled through the airport with some ashes, go home and check your urn because maybe you don't remember that you pulled those ashes out. I mean, your urn may be sitting there empty kind of thing.
Yeah, but I would think the weight, you would notice the weight difference.
Probably, yeah, it's a couple pounds
on that. Okay. All right, and finally, oh, bath salts. Let's get the bath salts on.
Bath salts make people's skin crawl.
Got a bath salt story for you here.
And take their clothes off. Bath salts.
All right, okay, I love that song. I love that song. Now, this story comes to us from Pennsylvania. Here's what the bath salts can do for you if you take them. This is why you don't mess with the bath salts. We got a guy in Pennsylvania who's going to prison because he shot at fireflies. Now, this happened a couple years ago, and now it's just finally the sentence came down on this guy. He was out late at night and in Pennsylvania, and he's out there with his gun, and he's looking around.
And his meth, or his bath salts.
He had his bath salts in him. He was high on the bath salts on a June night, and he's looking around up into the sky, and he's seeing things flashing around. And he believes that they are alien lasers that are up in the sky. So he runs to the neighbor's house and he says,
it's Independence Day.
I need to get into your shower and get into your shower fast because I got the goo from the alien lasers on me, and they're burning my skin. And they said to the guy, Jesse's his name, they said, Jesse, those are just fireflies. No, no.
Sober up, Jesse.
Those are alien lasers. And he went out there and started firing. He started shooting at all with his gun, and now he's going to be going to prison for shooting at 3 to 6 years in prison after pleading guilty to shooting at the alien lasers, which you're not, by the way, you're not allowed to do that either. You can't shoot at fireflies, and I don't think the government allows you to shoot at alien lasers. I think that's their responsibility.
I can't believe it's news.
So stay off the bath salts, kids.
Bath salts make people's skin crawl.
Yeah, and so there's nudity.
And take their clothes off.
Yeah, he want to take his clothes off to get that shower in.
Bath salts.
What else?
Bath salts made that dude eat that one guy's face off.
That's a true story.
They made him a cannibal. That bath salts makes you crazy.
Yeah, that was a hit a couple years ago.
A public service announcement from the Brad and John Show and Classic Rock 92.9 KISS.